Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstkeclinic.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Here we go. Hour one, G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day as we are off and running on a rainy and windy Wednesday afternoon. I hope you're staying safe out there. And, you know, even if you're on the highway, standing water is an issue. Hydroplaning, I think, is your biggest threat right now, although creeks and, you know, flash flooding have got to be a pretty significant threat right now as the storms broke out about 90 minutes or so ago. You know, the creeks are rising, Brian. Yep.
Dawson, everything you said is absolutely true, but we got PSG and Barcelona.
We got flash flood warnings in Collin County, in Rockwall.
We'll be fine.
We do have, more Champions League soccer on here today?
We got PSG and Barcelona going at it. We just kicked it off.
Sports TV Paradise, they're playing the Masters Par 3 tournament today. There's Brian Broaddus, former Cowboys scout and NFL executive. The Cowboys content is really cranking up as the draft approaches. There's a lot of juicy draft content we're going to get into today. Brian has Krusty's Corner coming up at 2:40 with, I believe, an update on the goose.
Oh, we got to get a goose update.
On the overly aggressive geese.
We have video.
Did you get bit?
No, we have video, though.
Security footage of you whooping that goose's ass, stepping up like Jim did yesterday?
Hold on now. It's like me taking the video. I'm taking the video and... I'm not going to lie to you. I was a little terrified taking the video. You might see a little shake hand.
Oh, I can tell.
A little shake hand while we're doing this.
When Wolchuk asked Brian, did you get bit? The appropriate answer is you're going to have to tune in at 2:40 to find out.
Oh.
Okay, so we can go ahead and hit the dump button there. And
it's a true professional.
Plug that back
Thank
in there.
Thank you for salvaging
What did
that.
I say, no?
Well, let's try this again. Let's try this again. Go ahead, Wolchuk.
Hey, Brian, did the geese bite you?
No. I said no. No, you got to check at 2:40 today.
Brian, did you get bit by the geese?
Check at 2:40. I'll let you know.
There we go. Bang. Krusty's Corner every afternoon.
We got video of this. I swear, this thing
gosh,
is...
Look
it's a menace.
Smith
yes, it's a menace.
On their ass.
It's a menace.
Oh, what a block on the punter.
Oh, my dear
Golly,
God.
Golly, this Cowboys team was epic.
Oh, yeah. We're watching Cowboys Steelers.
Keith Davis?
2016.
Yeah. The good old days, man.
Unbelievable Cowboys offensive line. Unbelievable Zeke Dak in his rookie year.
Alfred Morris.
Gosh, we got Alfred Morris spelling Zeke here, boys. I'm feeling a big run. Doug Free on the right side. Gosh, I miss you, Travis Frederick.
Must have been nice when Jason Garrett's game plan to just go on the road and run it 40 times actually could work.
Yeah.
All you needed was the greatest offensive line of the last 25 years for the Cowboys and one of the greatest rookie runners the game has ever seen in a 22-year-old Zeke. That was pretty outstanding. Okay, you do have Broaddus. You have, of course, Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup over there at Master Control. He has LA Live coming up 5:40. G-Bag of the Day is now right around the corner at 2:30. Wolchuk and Schiaffalo are present. You have Carter Freeman coordinating your video at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube for the majority of the next 4.5 hours as we will take you into Rangers A's pregame. I mean, look at that. Zeke was down, and he was like, nope, I'm not down. I'm in a plank position, and I'm going to go from plank position and do some sort of a bunny hop forward an additional 3 yards. Bang, first down. That was a special Zeke right there.
It was a special Zeke, and they can go Hulk package with the sixth offensive lineman, Joe Looney, in there. I mean, it was just an embarrassment of riches, that Cowboys team in 2016, but Zeke was special. I mean, that was one of the best seasons we've ever seen.
I mean, look at that. He's holding the ball with his right hand. He's down in a three-point plank, and somehow, I don't even know how you propel yourself there. Is that Achilles muscle? Is that a left arm like rocketing you forward? He was incredible.
Yeah, I think there's actually probably a lot of tricep involved in that one.
Tricep, yeah. Yeah, whatever the case, it was a sight to behold. And, you know, we knew back then that this team had to, there's the pass to Dez to win the game with a minute and a half to play. Rangers weren't as fortunate last night. They fall, 6-5, or they fall 2-6-5. With a loss to the A's. Do you agree with Bochy here? He says it's too early to panic about the pin, or do you just chalk that up to, a weird Langelier incident there with his three bombskis?
Holy crap, it was a weird Shea Langelier's incident there with three home runs. Keller native, shout out to him.
DFW, he's hit five of his 30 he's hit against the Rangers.
Yeah, new Chris with a K Davis for the A's. Yeah. Shea Langelier's, yeah, he's the new Rangers killer. I think, yes, it is. They proved it last year. You could go the whole season and even the postseason, essentially, with a crappy bullpen and find a way to win the World Series with the offense and Bruce Bochy managing it. I do think the question that Hagee asked earlier on KMC was relevant. You've got to now move Jose Leclerc out of the closer role. You've got to pitch him in the seventh or the eighth inning where the pressure isn't as high. And it's such a weird thing to be talking about because Jose Leclerc delivered for you in the highest pressure, high leverage situation in the postseason. We're talking DS, CS, World Series. Now, it was a little bit shaky at times, but he found a way to get it done. But we've seen this from Jose throughout his entire career. Last year, he had to get sent down to work on his mechanics and his command a little bit. Last night, he said it's not a mechanics issue, but it's something he needs to figure out and tweak. But absolutely, I think you're looking at somebody else to step in on this closer role, and you need to change what Jose Leclerc is and when he's entering the game moving forward.
But yeah, I think you made a great point. Like the way they blew saves last year, I mean, this would just be the start of it.
Yeah.
We'd be back into it tonight and then back into it like twice before we even got to Monday again. And you'd be like, holy crap, we'd be talking about historically it being one of the biggest fails. So, I don't think panic's the right word. And, I think it's smart for teams to be like, nobody panic. Like, nobody is panicking. We're just pointing out that you defied the odds last year to get there, and we prefer to not have to try to run that gauntlet again.
I think maybe more frustration, right? Like, we thought we were past this with Jose Leclerc, the way that he performed in the playoffs. You're thinking like, okay, he's back
hopefully,
to form.
Yeah, hopefully, this is a building block, and now we can get some level of consistency here. There's a newfound confidence inside of him, and, because it doesn't get any more stressful than getting through a World Series and a postseason like that and some of the situations that he was put in. And so you were hopeful that that he would be able to bounce back, especially versus a team like the A's. And on a day where it's Evaldi pitching, and shout out Walchuk cashing out on the prize picks on the punch outs. He had eight last night.
Yes, he did.
He was dealing. And so to lose an Evaldi day is definitely a huge bummer. But by and large, I mean, this is not nowhere close to panic mode time. You have the exact right guys pulling the strings from Bochy to see why it's a long season. They will get it figured out. But it's a big time work in progress in the meantime.
Yeah, I do think they should give him some time off. Like, I'd give him a week where maybe he throws a couple of bullpens and then come back at it with a new role. I don't know who you like down in the minors or how else you could fix it, but it's clear it just needs to be Robertson and Yates in the eighth and ninth inning, right? And then maybe Leclerc can be a part of your seventh inning type of deal.
At this point, I mean, we saw this last year. I think the thing that I was most disappointed is the Rangers had chances to score runs, and they didn't score runs.
When you got bases loaded, no outs, and you can't come away with a single run.
That's where all of a sudden I was like going, this game's not going the right way, whether Leclerc gets in there or not.
Yeah, it wasn't all on Jose.
No, but to everybody's point here, though, we saw what happened with the bullpen last year, the fact that Boach is kind of like, hey, okay, we'll figure it out. We'll do some things. We'll work around it. We got to trust him. We all do. But man, not scoring runs last night and losing to the A's. That to me, that's we talk about, it's 162. It came down to the 162nd game last year, if you remember, in Seattle.
Yeah.
And when it's one thing to lose to the Dodgers, the Braves, the Orioles, or whoever. You're losing to the A's. That right there in itself, that's a team that needs to look at itself and go, hey, we didn't get it done tonight.
Especially when you got your ace on the bump.
That's
that
right.
Night.
That's right.
That's got to be a surefire victory. Yeah. That's a take care of business night.
Yeah. That's the most disappointing thing to me that, you know, the bullpen blew one last night, but, you know, where were the runs?
Yeah.
Where was the runs against a team that gives up runs? I mean, that's the third straight win for the A's. Give them some credit. It took home runs. That's the only way they were going to score.
It was one player.
Yeah, one player
beat
you last night.
It was one player drove in all four of the A's runs. That I think is what makes it worse. Is because of the team in which you lost to. That's a series that you need to sweep.
You know, and you could point to Corey Seager being out, but hot dang, Josh Smith just stepped in there and went 2-for-4 again.
He was very good.
He is. He's played really well for. And you know what? He had a drag bunt hit.
I thought about you when I saw the bunt. I was
my gosh.
Brian somewhere smiling.
I was like the happiest guy in the world. And like Eric in the radio goes, I think that's the first bunt hit we've had all year. I'm like, yeah, it is. We don't know how to bunt, but good for Josh. I hope they do more of that with his speed and his ability to have a little bat control there.
I think Luca last night just said, man, we got back-to-backs. We're all beaten up because we've been going for it full send for the last 16 games. We need rest. So I'm not going to work as hard on offense tonight. I'm just going to jack 17 threes and make about half of them. We'll score $130. I'll hang a 39-point triple-double on these guys, and we'll win by 25. That sound good? And they said break, and then he went out there and just kept shooting and kept making them, and it was awesome. And now they're officially out of the play-in picture. They're 2 games better than the 6, 2 games back of the Ford. So the 5 seed is definitely there. I'd be in a situation tonight where I'd be thinking about resting, but they know best. You know, back-to-back here, the things you've been battling, I would chill. But I think they just want to lock that down and eliminate the threat of falling back to the 6, which could mean Denver. Right now they know, dude, if we just win one more game, we got 3 chances. We don't want to look up in a week from now and say, man, we should have tried harder to win at Miami.
Yeah, to me, winning a game at Miami means days off. I mean, to me, that's where I think it's kind of worth it right now.
Not having to play against OKC.
Yeah, figure out a way to you know, get that break by being in that, you know, being in the tournament, not having to deal with the play-in stuff, man. You've given yourself days off.
You know what I think the other thing is they're having an absolute blast. They're like, I could rest, but damn, this is fun. You know, we get out here and everybody's smiling and we're overwhelming the opposition, you know.
We're feeling like the Harlem Globetrotters out here right now with some of the stuff we're doing. It's crazy.
Dude, I mean, it is just it's an absolute insane highlight reel situation. I cannot wait for whoever it is at the end of the season that does the compilation, the highlight compilation for the Mavericks. I mean, I imagine it's just going to be ridiculously long
hours
and epic between the individual greatness of Luka and Kyrie and then what they do with their counterparts. I mean, some of the plays, the no-look alley-oop to Gafford last night, I mean, my gosh.
What a game for Gafford.
And then after Grant Williams.
He wasn't very good the other day.
That first quarter, Grant Williams missing, you know, the fadeaway deal, Luka getting it, and then it's the outlet, and then the way they are passing the ball around that ends in a Kyrie bounce to Luka cutting to the. It's like, dude, this is beautiful. This is an orchestra, and everybody is hitting the right notes.
It's a cheat code when you have two guys like that and then a bunch of others with great size. Like, Washington's a freaking cheat code on both ends of the court. You know, his ability to catch and make plays for himself and others at that size with that athleticism and the ability to close things off defensively with his frame, like, bro, I know we've been saying it for a while now, but it's really starting to become crystal clear that this team is superior, you know, and I think they'll go toe-to-toe with Denver. You know, I think that is going to be a battle of the Giants.
Yeah, you know what's interesting is I think Denver might be finding themselves because now everybody's awake to it. We've been discussing it for a while, and we know, like, nationally, Tim Legler's been a guy that since the trade was like, okay, this is going to be a legit team. But now, cat's out of the bag, everybody is understanding this, and I imagine that even Denver is looking around going, hey, yes, we should still beat the Mavericks, but by God, why would we want to try and see them in the first round? You know? Yeah. So even Denver is probably even more hyped up about, because they felt like at times they're kind of sleepwalking. They're floating around the 3 seed, the 4 seed in the West, even though we all know what they're capable of. But now it's like, okay, you know what? Forget this, dude. We need to get that 2 seed for sure, because we do not want to have to see the Mavericks. If we see them in the Western Conference Finals, fine. But that's a first-round slugfest that might take you 7.
Absolutely.
Better equipped to play with those bigs. You know,
yeah. I mean, you beat
Denver. Denver
beat
has
just
to
a
be
a little while ago.
Yeah, Denver has to be very mindful that you just got bigger inside. Yeah. You know, and so that gives you a chance against them for sure.
I mean, and their wings, I mean, have incredible size between Porter and Gordon, and now you have a guy in Washington, and you know, Josh Green and stuff. You can kind of go toe to toe with them with their length and their athleticism. Stars moved a step closer to getting the division wrapped up, maybe the top seed in the West wrapped up with a win over Buffalo. Another great second period. Pavelski gets the winner, and they play great defense in the third to win again, and they'll host Winnipeg tomorrow. Okay, like I said, we have a lot of Cowboy stuff coming up. Kentucky is looking at Baylor Scott Drew to replace Calipari, so that's a story we got to follow up on. We'll be talking Masters. We have Cowboys draft. Krusty's Corners coming up at 2:40. If you want the Goose update, it's coming to you. And we're back with the G-Bag of the Day. What else are we doing there, Chief?
We'll go around the rim featuring the Bad News Bulls, and some history was made last night in the association, next year in the nation.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, buddy. Welcome back, Nation. G Bag of the Day is coming up in 10 minutes from right now. Segment is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today at carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. And the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. Franklin Frankel. Go to attorneys for car and truck wrecks in DFW. If you're a loved one, it gets in an accident, especially this afternoon with all this rain, contact Franklin Frankel for a free consultation. 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Here's the Chief.
Yes, sir. Let's crank open that rim sesh. We had a Shaq and a full Hall of Fame worthy moment last night in the association. Let's address it as we cut the lights out and put the kids to bed so we can go all 56 inches around that rim. It's always a special occasion when we can finally put to rest forever the details of the Porzingis trade. It's official. Now that the Mavericks are clinching a spot in the playoffs, their 2024 first round pick will now be sent to New York. And finally, we can close the Porzingis book forever.
That is so comforting.
Doesn't that feel good?
To know that, yes.
It's in our past forever now. A trade that took place on January 31st, 2019. Now is officially kaput.
Praise the Lord. So embarrassing that the organization sold out so hard to get him and treated him like an absolute superstar. And they got everything that they asked for with that, you know. I think nobody else in the league wanted him. He gave up a whole lot to get him. And, you know, it really helped New York recover. You know, luckily the Mavs got Luka and then ultimately found a way to get Kyrie. You know, I think that's what has allowed you that. Right place, right time with Kyrie makes up for the horrible mistakes of trading for Porzingis and letting Brunson go.
Yeah.
Basketball God was smiling on Mark Cuban, who was once again viciously fumbling the bag.
Yeah, I mean, if all that stuff doesn't happen, maybe we don't have Dante Exum here. And I wouldn't want to live in that world.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah.
By the way, the only scenario for the Mavs-Clippers trilogy not to happen is the Mavericks going 0-for in their remaining three games and the Pelicans going the opposite of 0-for in their remaining three games. So you go 0-3, Pelicans go 3-0, then all of a sudden you will find a way to dodge the Clippers in round one. I don't want to dodge them. I want to see them. The trilogy, it's ours. Luke has got that look in his eye. Yeah. You know what look I'm talking about. Killer instinct look. Payback look. I actually have teammates that are respectable now look in his eye, and he's going to go toe-to-toe with the Clippers. He's going to embarrass them. But get your body ready because Kawhi Leonard and Paul George are in your near future.
And Marcus Morris is no longer in our future, right?
That's true.
He's either not there or washed up.
And we actually have the Morris power now.
Yep.
Yeah, you know? Right. That Morris power has been transferred here to Dallas.
Right.
And we're the new Lob City. And we're just going to be dunking all over their faces, man.
Mm-hmm.
I look forward to that that series. And I do feel confident that the Mavs will be able to get through it. Now, a couple of housekeeping notes. You had Giannis go down last night. The non-contact fall down, grabbing at the ankle, Achilles area, calf area, and is like, oh my gosh, what's happening to the Greek freak? Well, best case outcome, it looks like he will be okay as he has avoided damage to his Achilles tendon. So that is good news, certainly not great news because a strained calf as you're going in, I mean, you're literally limping into the playoffs if you're Milwaukee and Giannis here. So, but they avoided complete disaster, and now we will wait to see how long it'll take for Giannis to make his triumphant return. Wemby last night paying homage to the God himself. Did you guys see this?
No, what happened?
Oh, Wemby, Wemby, Wemby. Well, it's once again him just stuffing the stat sheet and doing amazing things. But now this time he's flashing the handle in a way make God Sham God proud.
It's insane. Yeah.
He went God Sham God to the spin to the bucket in the paint as a 7'50" pterodactyl extraterrestrial basketball player.
It's amazing there he's able to do that. You know, just 30 years ago, they wouldn't even let the big men try it. Be like, why are you dribbling at practice, bro? You're not going to be able to play like that in the games.
It's a whole new world.
Yeah. Like, they just thought, well, if you're that tall, you'll get the ball quickly stolen from the little guys.
Yeah.
Wemby's like, psych.
Not so
fast.
I love
the Sham God. It's a cool trick to try to teach your kids.
Dude. Yeah, it's an awesome, awesome move. It's always been awesome. And when you see a guy that size pull it off, like flawless perfection too. There was no glitch. It was just, it was a guy who's been there, done that. It might as well have been God Sham God himself making that move and then spinning off it and then getting to the rack for the layup. It was fantastic. And it just sucks that it's all happening in a Spurs uniform. And I just have to put that aside every time something Wemby does amazing happens.
Yeah, it really bothers me.
Yeah, same here. And I saw this stat. Like, Wemby is, he's doing the God Sham God thing. He's putting up the points. He's doing the Steph Curry bit, too, where he shoots the three and he's turning around and walking away before it even goes in because he knows it is already. So he's got that to his game. But then we also know the defensive prowess and just how fierce of a shot blocker, rim protector dude he is. And so I saw that he already has 8 games with 7 or more blocks.
Jeez.
Oh, my goodness.
Rudy Gobert, who is our rim protector of the last half decade or so, defensive player of the year guy, he has 7 games with 7 or more blocks in him for his entire career. So Wemby already has more 7-plus block games in his career, 70 games in Wemby's career, almost 800 games in Gobert's career. So
yeah, he's gonna set the record for quadruple doubles. Yeah. What's gonna happen here?
Yeah, because nobody's doing it with blocks.
Yeah,
except Wemby.
I mean, you have to have a completely different level of awareness than you've ever been used to on a basketball court to avoid your shot getting blocked.
Yeah.
It's like being a sixth grader and trying to play against high schoolers, and you're like, okay, I got to be real careful at all times or I'm going to get my stuff swatted.
Dude.
Even Jokic has to be super careful.
Everybody does. Yeah. And watching these guys go on a fast break where Wemby is still down at the rim, and now all of a sudden it's a 3-on-1, and they can't get a shot off.
No.
Yeah.
Because he's able to defend both players that are around the paint, and they're playing with fear. You know, so they're passing it when they shouldn't, and they're dribbling it when they shouldn't. And then they kick it over to the guy for the corner three, and Wemby's long enough and athletic enough to get out there and contest the shot and force the miss on a 3-and-1 situation. And last night, you had Gigi Jackson of the Memphis Grizzlies get his shot blocked there at the rim by Wemby. And after the game, he was talking about Wemby's trash talking. He says he's so high in the air because of how tall he is, so when he talks trash, he sounds like he's whispering. He was like, go back up. Go. You scared.
You scared.
Apparently the type of trash talk you could get from Wemby. History was made last night. Two free throws were attempted in the entirety of the Celtics and Bucks game. Milwaukee attempted the two free throws. Boston, the first team in NBA history to attempt zero free throws in a game. That seems pretty ridiculous.
Crazy.
But, hey, man, it was a keep-it-moving situation.
Yeah,
you know,
got a flight, to catch.
Hot dinner date.
Got to get home for lunch.
Right.
But the moment of the night that everyone will remember happened in Chicago with the Bad News Bulls, and Carter Freeman is going to do us some service here by throwing the video up so you guys can get video evidence of this. But this is a Hall of Fame-level Shaq than a Fool. They have executed the worst dunk attempt of all time. This is the play-by-play from the Bulls NBC Sports broadcast. So this is how it sounded, and then if you're able to view it, just check out the fan cam, the YouTube, the Twitch right now, and you can see the play for yourself. Here's the play-by-play.
First time moving, that's a steal for Drummond. Andre Drummond knocked it free, and Torrey Craig!
Oh, no!
And they both missed the dunk!
No, you gotta be kidding me. Oh, my Shaq to the Fool! Oh,
so the trailer thought it was an alley off the glass to him.
Yes, this is Tony Craig of the Bulls gets the steal. He's running down the court. He's going to go off glass to himself, but Andre Drummond is trailing him, and Andre Drummond thinks he's going off glass so that Andre Drummond can follow up with the alley-oop off the glass.
For running the court.
Right. But that was not Torrey Craig's intention, and then what you have is just disaster where two players colliding, one dude's front side colliding with his teammate's backside, and a missed dunk where Torrey Craig or whatever falls to the floor, and everybody's going, what just happened here? Now, we also have a freeze frame from, like, this is like the dash cam view.
Yes!
Look at the photo there. Craig's like, his eyes are like, are you kidding me? Do I have a 7-footer on my back right now? Get off
someone's
of
trying
me.
To block this and one.
This was my time.
Just a blooper of the ages right there.
Let's go. It's time now for the G bag of the day into the pimp cup. Here's what it says.
Slip, slide, trying to provide for me. When we last left off, our man, that one G-bag of the day, I don't know if he's from Irving. I keep wanting to think he's from Irving because he went to the Irving City Council to plead a case to have legalized gambling here in the state of Texas. He is the man of the people. His name is Tiny.
Salute.
He is not Tiny. I say that respectfully, but he is a man of the people. Plead your case, Tiny.
My name is Tiny, and I'm a professional sports gambler. But unfortunately, my career is at a standstill because I got 6 baby mamas all in the DFW Metroplex. So I can't live in a state that's got legal gambling, and since it will be March Madness, I'm coming up here to beg y'all to make sports gambling legal in the city so I can stack my paper and pay for the illegitimate children. I know some people think sports betting is risky, but I got an unbeaten system that can put money in all y'all pockets. Seriously. My system is easy. I bet on the blackest and darkest teams in college sports. because blacker the berry, sweeter the juice, and better the jump shot. I also got a sports betting angle that is foolproof. Since y'all want to let all these transgenders up in the league, I became almost a millionaire betting on Leah Thomas's big ass winning all them swimming meets. And just like these transgender swimmers, my swimmers are strong. That's why I got so many baby mamas. But you know what that means?
What?
I got a lot of bills to pay. So I'm sick of risking my life and my freedom on gambling illegally on transgender athletes. So I beg you, Irving City Council, to please legalize sports gambling, because I can't afford to be up in the penitentiary doing 5 to 10 years on some weak-ass gambling charge.
I love that dismount.
Weak-ass
gambling charge. The almost millionaire is not something that I had really caught up until today. That's great.
It's close.
Who knows, Tiny's? Please message us at GBag Nation. Or any of us individually, you can find our links in the bio.
Thanks to those dudes like Leah Thomas out there getting it done for me.
Yeah, with them big ass hands.
Yeah.
That's how you swim faster. You can make a big scoop out of the water like that. That's not fair. It's an unfair advantage. Jeff Teague. You guys familiar with Jeff Teague?
Jeff Teague. Yeah.
Tell me something about Jeff Teague if you're familiar with him.
He is a
basketball guy, yeah.
NBA, he's more impressive as a podcaster than he was as an NBA player, I would say.
Yeah, well, that's great because he tells a story about NBA referee Tony Brothers.
Oh, there's a lot of stories coming out about Tony Brothers.
I never paid attention to Tony Brothers' eyebrows until Jeff Teague said something that I was looking at. I was like, man. Uh-oh. Shave him down a little
one
bit.
With the eyebrows.
Yeah,
that one.
You can hit that a little bit, a little manscaping. Just a little bit, dog. Here's the story right here. Jeff Teague apparently had his mom and somebody else courtside, another lady in his life. And Tony Brothers was trying to holler.
But I ain't gonna lie, one ref, though. Some more the big ass eyebrows. Tony Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Who said with the eyebrows? Man, so trying to be cool. I don't like him either. He was trying to be cool. And I was a youngin'. My mama, we playing at the Pacers on the Hawks. My mama and my aunt Nisi was sitting courtside. And, you know, they had my jersey. You know, they cheering and shit every time I came in the game, whatever. I was young. I was probably my first, second year, maybe my second year.
Right.
And he, like, pulled me to the side. He was like, man, who them hoes? I lost it. I went crazy. God. And he was, like, apologizing. I was like, that's my mama. You, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to start going crazy.
I know you was
like,
sure.
I wanted to like slap him. I was like, I'll slap the shit. I said that I would slap the shit out you, bro.
Did he get teed up for that? He said he's gonna slap me.
He can't get mad.
Can't get mad.
Your mama's in the game, bro. Yeah. How do you think you got here? Your mama's in the game, baby.
I'm not calling a foul on you the rest of the game. That's my bad, dude.
Can't get mad.
Do whatever you want. You wanna travel?
Yeah.
See what's going on?
Matter of fact, your team's winning tonight, I guarantee it. That's my bad, dude.
Hey, but shoot or shoot, man. Shout out
to
Tony.
That's what I'm saying, man. He's got to go ahead and shoot. You can't get mad at that, man. Mm-hmm. I don't hate the player. Let's see here. I'm feeling so uncomfortable. I left my chapstick in the truck.
Oh, no.
I don't think you understand the struggles of a black man with no chapstick. I'll tell you what. If you need a reference, just think Michael Irvin lips.
Oh, no.
We need to door dash it.
Bottle water.
Bobby Belt. Uh-oh. What did you say, bro?
All right. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Franklin Pringle Injury Attorney Sex Line. 877-881-1053.
What? Sex line?
Text line. All right. We're doing Ask Reddit here on 105 Through the Fan. Franklin Pringle Injury Attorney Sex Line. 877-881-1053.
Sex line?
Yeah, he said it.
He said it.
He said it.
He also says Ask Scrotit. There's two in there, actually.
Wait.
At the very beginning. We're playing Ask Scrotit.
On the
sex line.
Scrotit.
Ask Scrotit on the sex line.
All right, we're doing Ask Scrotit here.
Yeah!
He does.
Yes!
Awesome.
The mind's moving too fast for the mouth.
Frauded slip right there.
God, that's good.
That's Adderall and coffee.
Yeah.
So,
why aren't they calling? let's see. Ryan Garcia, I've been keeping up with that drama. He's kind of cooled it down just a little bit.
Okay.
We're getting closer to fight day.
See, closer to fight.
I've seen him working out here in Dallas. I also think this piece of audio that I'm going to play came from Dallas because the media day was yesterday. Ooh. And it dropped yesterday. So I'm just assuming. Don't get me to lying. I'm just assuming. But they said this is Ryan Garcia's greatest promo of all time. It's just a quick question.
You keep track of anything that Devin is saying or his workout last week?
Once you go to a swimming pool party with Diddy, it's like you don't even pay attention to what the f*** he's saying.
What are we going to see from Ryan Garcia?
None of that. It's going to be light work for me. Another day in the office. It's going to be one of those things where you're just like, yo, hold my beer. Watch this. You know, at the end of the day, I'm Usain. He's those other runners that we can't even name. Who's the second fastest runner in the world? We don't know. When I step into NYC, it's going to be crazy. You know, they're going to bring the energy. We're going to tear down the whole arena. It's going to be crazy. And then we're going to light one up right after, 420, baby. Then the day after that, I'm like, what's next? You know, hit up a club, do something. You know, I'm not even going to be worried that I just knocked somebody out and became a WBC champion. I do appreciate it, though. Shout out WBC.
I do appreciate it, though. Thank you,
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, dude. I cannot wait for this now.
It's going to be awesome.
His antics have made it a must-watch fight.
10 days away.
I think he's going to get beat up quickly. 30, 45 seconds.
It's going to be fast.
Yeah, he's like McGregor with the broken leg still talking trash.
Your wife's in my DMs.
Is it Tiny, our two-time champ at the Irving City Council? Is it Jeff Teague on Tony Brothers? Bobby Belt with his turbo topic setup? Ryan Garcia with the greatest promo of all time. I'll go with Belt. I'll get it started, Chief. How about you?
I'm rocking with the champ.
We're tied at one, Lucius.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That man is a man of the people.
It's 2-1 in favor of Tiny, I believe, Wolchuk.
It's strawberry chapstick, too, bro. It smells good and everything. Lips be shining.
Tasty.
Yeah.
I'll go Bobby.
We're tied at two, Brian.
I'll go with Bobby as well.
By a score of 3-2 in a stunner. And your new G-Bag of the Day champion, it's Bobby Bell. We'll have to make Tiny an honorary five-time champion. And we'd love to hear from you at G-Bag Nation on X, Tiny. That was some terrific work. Okay, we're coming back with Krusty's Corner. Where are we going with that, sir?
Got an update about this goose. We'll do that next.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it is time now for an update on what was our biggest hit story yesterday. Inside Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Krusty.
Thank you very much, General. Appreciate that. Before I get to the goose update, have a couple things going on here. We have Bobby and I said yesterday we were going to do Love of the Star. We're going to do it tonight. Bobby couldn't do it last night, so if you can get your questions in to me or Bobby about that for Love of the Star, and we'll post that thing up tomorrow.
He couldn't do it last night?
Couldn't do it last night.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, couldn't do it last night.
Franklin Prinkle Injury Attorney Sex Line, 877-881-1053.
Sex Line?
Mm-hmm. He crashed after work. He couldn't.
He crashed. He could not do his job, yeah. Lucius. I think that's a great catch by you.
Running hot.
Yeah, but we're going to do it. We're going to get that done tonight. And then we got an announcement today at 5 o'clock. So stick around for that.
Okay.
Got a big announcement at 5
Special o'clock. Announcement at 5?
Special announcement at 5 o'clock today. So everybody kind of hang around your dial, and we'll see if we can get it done.
Bringing the goose in studio?
I wish we could bring the goose. Real quick, can
Is
I
anybody
do,
quitting?
No, okay. Nobody quitting. Okay. Can I do something real quick?
Because that
before
is quitting time.
Can I do something real quick before I talk about the goose?
Nope. I guess.
I saw this nickname for coworkers. You guys ever seen this thing?
No.
People have nicknames for their coworkers?
Yeah.
Yeah, have you ever heard anybody be called a Kit Kat?
No.
No, what's that mean?
Always taking a break.
Oh, okay.
Oh, well done.
Yeah, how about Motion Light?
Motion Light.
Motion Light only works when somebody walks past.
Ooh, I like that. I pulled that move.
E.T. always wants to go home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Seaweed floats around all day and stinks like poop.
Oh. Does seaweed stink like poop?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. about this one? A lantern.
What'd you say?
If you're a lantern.
If you're a lantern.
What is a lantern?
Like a lantern?
Lantern.
Oh, lantern.
Yeah, there's a T in there.
Okay.
Lantern.
There you go.
Lantern. You know what it is?
Lights on?
So angry.
Nope. Not very bright and has to always be carried.
Ooh.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
This is you, Woolchuck. Deck chair. Deck chair.
Okay.
Deck.
Oh, deck.
With an E.
Chair. What is my problem?
No.
That one was good.
That was just for clarification's sake.
Deck chair.
Just the lantern. It was confusing.
Deck chair.
Lantern.
Lantern. Gruen.
Yeah.
Jackass.
What's a deck chair?
Deck chair. You know what a deck chair is?
No, what is it?
Always folds under pressure.
Why does that mean?
That's you, bro. You're a folder guy.
Jose.
I'm a folder guy?
Man, sorry about your luck, Woolchuck.
And that's it.
Choosing war today. All right.
I chose violence.
Fine. Bring it on.
All right. We got an update on the goose. I think.
I'm going to make Carter so mad.
Is Carter here with us today?
Yeah. Yes, Carter. I believe you've had multiple interactions with him today.
I know. I just want to make sure
if he was on his Kit Kat break.
I wanted to make sure he was there. I didn't want to offend him if I asked for the video and then he's not available. So I can't see him. Is he back there? I guess he is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Kit Kat's back there.
Give me a break.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Give me a break.
Carter's posted the video of said goose.
This is the ornery goose.
Is the ornery goose. If you're new to the program, welcome. But yesterday I had an experience.
Look at that thing.
The day before, I was at the Cooper Clinic, which is been around since 1970. It's a workout facility, one of world renowned workout facilities in the country. Great medical stuff and all that over there. But they have a track. I'm a member over there, so I can walk around and use their gym and all that. But as you notice here, they have wildlife all over the premises here. And this thing right here has been a nemesis of mine for 2 days now. If we notice right here.
Looks more like a bully than a nemesis.
Look how, if you're watching on the Twitch and the cam and all that stuff, you can see what I'm talking about. I'm sorry if you can't. Maybe you need to go back and look at this. But, all right, I'm minding my own business, but I have to stop. He's over in his area, but he makes his way onto the track. See, he's over there just checking out. He's just kind of hanging out, eating some stuff, and then he makes his way onto his track. He's now got me kind of cornered here.
Yeah.
He's got me cornered.
Yeah, and you're literally...
And I'm backing up.
Yeah, you're backing up.
I am backing up because I want no part. Tovash sent us a picture yesterday of the teeth and how that thing...
The mouth of a goose is maybe one of the last places on all of Earth you want to find any part of your body inside of.
Sounds like you were being a deck chair, if you ask me.
Yeah,
That's true, man.
I was folding up like a deck chair. The pressure was a little much for me here.
He's eating up your space immediately.
This guy's being really aggressive, though.
Okay.
What would happen if you would have stopped right there? Would he have come up and started pecking your shoes?
I think...
Wait, you didn't put the deer urine on your shoes?
I didn't get the deer urine on my shoes. I did not do that.
Well, then this is your fault.
Okay, but I don't want to put... deer urine on my running shoes.
Why not?
I just don't. Because I don't... Okay, let me ask you this. Do you think this is going to be an everyday problem with this guy?
Yes.
Okay,
the next 3 weeks.
You think so?
While he's in heat.
He's got eggs.
Because he knows he owns you.
He's fending you off from the nest. He's letting you know you're not welcome around.
Okay, to the right. Well, actually, his left. To his left, there's a lake or a pond. And I believe the mom and the babies and eggs and stuff are over there.
Yeah.
I think this guy...
He thinks you're a bit of a threat.
He thinks I'm a big threat.
And, to steal his girl.
But he does this... He does this for everybody that comes by.
Except Jim.
Now, Jim, as we mentioned yesterday, he went airborne on Jim. He went vertical and went extension with...
Spread goose.
And when he went spread goose, Jim, an old crusty, forearmed him right in the chest.
Gave him that shiver. Probably from the greatest generation.
Yeah. I don't think I have the guts to forearm a goose in the chest if it went full spread on me like that.
I don't think you should underestimate yourself here, Brian.
You never want to go toe-to-toe with a goose when they go full spread like that, though.
No.
To be real. As much as I want you to get in the mix on this guy. and it seems like he's kind of asking for it, you do need to be careful.
Okay. That's a big goose, though, isn't it? I mean, did you guys...
Honestly, I would say smaller than I was anticipating, but I didn't see him go full spread either. You know, when he starts levitating off the ground.
I was backing up, so maybe I didn't do his
size
any justice. But as you can see, look at him. He is on the path.
And he's head down, like hunting after you.
And traveling at me.
Yeah, get like a selfie stick and then just like get it down on ground level and really get it up to his face so we can get a good look at his eyes and his mouth. I mean, that looks like a damn pencil sharpener when a goose opens its mouth like that. It's terrifying.
Looks absolutely.
There's like three layers of teeth. It's
probably
weird.
Bacteria ridden. There's teeth on their tongue.
Yeah,
right?
It seems like it.
Okay, so next time that I do this, should I stop?
What do you mean stop? Yeah. What does that mean?
Should I stop and let him kind of get near me?
You
and
see
take
how
a
close he'll get?
A better picture?
No, go around him. That's that Canada goose thing. If that's the him, that might be the female, right? We don't know.
I think that's the male guy.
You think so?
I think
so. That's a Canada goose,
I think
man.
The female is over by the pond area, standing by the eggs, or the small ones, whatever
little
we got.
Little dude at the fishing spot I go to, there's some swans over there because it's a public park in a sense.
Sure.
They call them cobra chickens.
Okay.
Cobra chickens, man.
Yeah, they might just be trying to chase you off, but if you stop, they might attack you. So if you think that would be good for ratings, I would say then yes, stop, Brian.
Yeah, you haven't seen a video of that goose attacking a kid? He was wearing that kid out. The kid was running for his life.
Yeah.
That kid is probably like 36 years old right now. We'll tell you every day, man, stay away from those geese.
I wake up in a night.
Okay, I'm going to take your guys' advice, and I'm probably not going to get good.
Get you some duck boots. That's what it's for.
I'm not going to get any good more video on that. But you get an idea of what there's some trauma going on in my life with this thing right now. I can't have a good workout.
There's some anxiety in there, I know.
Yes, because I'm worried about this.
You can hear it in his
voice. Hey, let me tell you.
The fear of geese.
It was some nighttime running going on. It got dark. I'm worried about this thing hiding behind a tree. Seriously.
Tapping your pockets. See what you got.
Tripping me. Like getting his body and tripping me as I'm running. I'm a little worried about this.
Yeah, there's some ingenuity with these guys.
They're smart.
Yeah. You can't underestimate them.
They are smart.
Age 9 to 15, I lived way out in the country. We had to ride up this 200-yard hill to get to the convenience store, which was like 10 miles away, right? So as we climbed this hill, the farmer who lived like 100 yards to the right down a long driveway had like 15 dogs.
Oh.
So you'd have to try to sneak up the hill. But as soon as one saw you, it was your job to get to the top of the hill and get through where you could get to flatland and outrun the dogs before they cut you off.
So you had to run from dogs every day?
Well, if we wanted to go to the convenience store, our bus came out past the dogs to take us to school. So we didn't have to navigate the dogs to get to school. But to get to the convenience store on bikes, we did. Well, so every week or so, we did, bro.
Yeah. Well, thanks for Carter for putting it together for us. And I hope you go back and check it out.
Well, I wish you nothing but the best there in your
adventures. Tonight. We'll see what happens again.
The best Google can tell me early May, those bad boys should hatch and Doodle chill out. He'll go hang out with his buddies on the pond again soon.
Fear of geese, anatidophobia.
He's going to what?
Anatidophobia. I don't have that phobia at all. No.
He's going to escort her around, Dawson.
Yeah.
He's going to escort her and the baby's around.
Nice.
Yeah, so it's not over yet.
Okay. All right.
It's not over.
So you gotta wait until these babies leave the nest.
Yeah.
And until they cross over into manhood. This might be.
And by that time, he done found another mate.
That's right.
He's on your ass again.
Yeah, he went to the store to get some cigarettes, right, Lucius? Yeah,
exactly. I'll be right back. What you want, Snickers? You look like a type of guy like Snickers. I'll be right back.
I'll be right back.
We have Cowboys draft stuff coming up at 3:20. NFL news of the day next. Well, Chuck, where is it?
Yeah, we got a sleeper team that's willing to draft a quarterback, according to Shefty. The Brazil game, and keep an eye on these new deals. That's next.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.